Oh my god, I'm so fucking excited. Okay, listen, so it's Saturday and I've got like an hour till I have to leave to go to this thing that I'm attending, and I'm just like really enjoying myself. I was out really, really late sexting. So yeah, it's just laying in bed, like I've been drifting in and out of sleep all morning, just catching up on my sleep, and you know, I had a little wank earlier and I'm really enjoying reading the replies to my post, and I'd completely forgotten that Amazon was coming with my new toy today. I knew that it was coming, and then I just like fell asleep and then just totally forgot about it, and I was like, wow, I so easily could have missed it because I have noise cancelling earbuds, right? So I'm just laying here and then all of a sudden I hear my buzzer go. And oh my god, my heart leaps because instantly I know exactly what he's got for me. So I just leapt out of bed, let him in, quickly put a towel around me, opened the door. He didn't see me, not that it matters. And I have my toy. I have my new toy. It's right here in my hot little hand. So yeah, I can't mention what it is. That's against the rules. But it doesn't matter because I expect 99.9% of people listening to this are men and probably don't care what toy I'm using. It's a clit sucker, by the way. That's the kind of toy it is. So as usual, I haven't even looked at the instructions. Let's turn the light on. Where's the on button? It's got, what the fuck? How do you turn this on? Oh shit, please don't make me go and look at the instructions. Oh, okay, there are buttons. They're just really flush with the thingy. Okay, so maybe this one. Oh, don't you just love it when you receive a new sex toy and it's got charge? That's fucking fantastic. Oh, hello. Goodness gracious me. Okay, so that takes the intensity down, and that takes the intensity up. Ah, well, this is nice and simple. Good. Good, good, good. Some of them just have too many bells and whistles, and you're like, you know, it's got like two different motors. Like this other toy I have, which is amazing, but I still haven't got to grips with it. Okay. Okay, let's turn it all the way down. Fuck. This is really strong, even though it's on the minimum. I haven't put it on my clit yet, by the way. It's just in my hand. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. New sex toy day is such a special day. Oh, doesn't feel too much, actually. In my hand, I was like, oh, that's really strong. Oh, it's a bit cold. Oh. Yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem at all. Turn it up a bit, see what this thing can do. Oof. These vibrations are really rumbly. Oh, that is deeply satisfying. I really, really hope I've got another orgasm left in me. Let's see. It's 2:07 p.m. Oh, I came at, I don't know. 5 a.m. maybe, and then again, I don't know, a couple of hours ago. So yeah, let's just hope that I've got another one left in me, because I want to use my new toy all the way. I might be seeing someone tonight, a man. He is way too young. And he's way too far away for it to be a practical, regular thing, that is. But, well, what can I say? We spoke on the phone for hours last night. He's very sexy. He seems to know what he's doing in the bedroom. Anyway, the reason I'm saying this is I'd like to bring this new toy with me tonight, if I see him, that is. I haven't completely made up my mind yet. See, here's the thing, I don't want to go all the way with somebody who it's not going to be a regular thing. And it can't be a regular thing with him. He's simply too far away. I want someone I can see a minimum of twice a week. I don't want to be worried about traffic and trains and shit. I just want to be able to say to him, hey, I'm horny. How about you? He says, yeah, me too. And I'm like, great, see you in 10 minutes. And then just pop round, get serviced, and then fuck off home again. But if someone is 40 minutes drive away, well, it's not quite the same casual vibe, is it? This is good. Oh, I hope the battery life is good on this. I'm a huge, huge fan of my clit sucker. But my god, the battery, for fuck's sakes. It takes me a long time to come, and it... Oh, and it... Oh, it doesn't... last long enough. It's constantly dying before I come, and leaving me very unsatisfied. Having to switch to an inferior toy. Oh, fuck. Oh, there's something I've been wanting to tell you guys. I keep forgetting. I love women. I used to think I just wanted to look like them. I used to think it was just a bit of jealousy. I realized in my early 20s that no, I just love women. Xena, warrior princess, was my female sexual awakening. Gosh, she was so beautiful. She looked a little bit like me. I made myself look more like her when I was in my late teens, early 20s. I already had dark brown hair. I dyed it black. I had a heavy fringe that stopped just above my blue eyes. I would have loved her body. I was overweight, well, still am. She had a bit of muscle. Oh, I love muscle. I love seeing a bit of muscle on a woman. Just been watching the Madonna Body of Evidence smash cut. It's this shitty erotic thriller she made in the early 90s. You can really tell that she's been working hard on her bod. You see the muscle definition. It's so fucking sexy. But the part I love most on a woman, with the exception of her face, is absolutely 100% abs. I fucking love abs on a woman. Nothing too defined. Google Cher abs. Cher as in, you know, the Cher. C-H-E-R. In the 70s, when she was in her prime, she loved to show off those gorgeous abs of hers. There's loads of photos of her wearing crop tops and midriff-bearing outfits. Oh, God. I've got loads of screenshots in my wank bank that consist of Cher. Fuck, she was just perfection. That long, long black hair. Those long limbs. Tanned skin. Oh, such a beautiful face. Not a conventional beauty, you know, she has this rare, special quality about her. Oh, God. Oh, let me get a picture up now, actually. Here we go. I've got a folder. There's this picture of her. She's performing on her show. She's wearing this beautiful rainbow outfit. Oh, God, how the fuck did she get that stomach? How the fuck did she get that way? Because I can't imagine her doing crunches. Fuck. Oh, she's so beautiful. Okay, let's Google Cher abs. Google images. There's the rainbow outfit number 3. So the first result is a white outfit and it's crisscrossed against her chest. Oh, look at those nails. She's so feminine. She's so confident. Wow. Oh, how is she so slim with such incredible tits? Oh, God. How the fuck does she do it? Look at that stomach, my God. Wow. Oh, my God. I want her so bad. She's so glamorous. Oh, hold your breath with me. See if you can last as long as me. close, I'm close, I'm close, I'm so close, I'm so close, oh, I'm so close, I'm so close, I'm so close. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. That was a special one. Oh, sorry, I'm back. Whoa. Fuck. Oh, shit. That was a special one. Is that hard? All I want to do is lay here and enjoy the afterglow. But it's 3:18 p.m. If I don't get my butt out of bed this very second, put some deodorant on, brush my hair, put some clothes on, pack my bag, and get out, I'm not going to get to this event tonight. Oh God, I want to stay in bed so much. I want to enjoy the post-orgasm relaxation, maybe have a little nap. But I can't. I really, really want to go to this event tonight. I have to go. Yeah, this recording has been a long time in the making. I lost my orgasm for a bit, so I paused it. Rather than stopping it, because I don't know how to splice two different audios together. So yes, this recording's just been on pause for ages and ages till I got back my orgasm and got back in the zone. And I think having a ticking clock, because I need to get out of the house, like, pronto. I think maybe that really helped my orgasm, you know? Anyway, I'd love to chit-chat, but I've got somewhere to be, and they don't accept latecomers. And I've paid good money for my ticket. So. I hope he came well. Tell me about it. Send me a DM. Or leave a comment. Tell me what my voice just did for you. Did we come at the same time? Let me know all the gory details, won't you?